And on the line now, we have Doug Anderson, Public Information Officer on the Pagami Creek Fire. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First off, where is the fire at now? What kind of growth did we experience yesterday?
Yesterday, it spread just slightly on the east side and the south side, like a few hundred yards is all. We had a little bit of snow. We had maybe 5 hundredths of rain and some ice pellets, and it was cold, so that really reduced the fire spread. So it did not spread much at all yesterday.
Well, that's good to hear. I know I have never been so happy to hear about snow in September as I was yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of mixed emotions on that, but we appreciated it here.
Good. So what is the proximity to Cook County? I know it was getting close, kind of on that eastern edge.
It's probably 2 miles west of Phoebe Lake, which is right on the county line.
Okay. And what are you anticipating in terms of growth today?
Today, it should be another, we're going to have lighter winds today. It'll get a little warmer and sunnier, but we'll have less wind. So we figure at the most a quarter of a mile is all it's going to advance. So today will give us an opportunity to again, work right on the line, get more line put in and get some pumps and hose working. And we've got more resources coming. So today should be a good day to work on the fire.
Okay. And when you look forward to the forecast throughout the rest of the weekend and the week here, what do you anticipate in terms of growth?
Well, tomorrow we start a little warm-up trend. And tomorrow the winds are going to swing around to the south and get a little stronger. So tomorrow will be a little bit more active. And then what we're hoping for is Saturday night and Sunday, there's a chance for some rain coming through. Right now, we don't know how good that chance is, but we're hoping on that. But our meteorologist tells us that next week we kind of start a warming and drying trend. So that's why we're trying to get all the work we can now when the working's good, and then we'll be able to hold stuff if we do get some challenging weather.
And where are the points of concern in terms of the fire when you look at that drier forecast? What areas are you trying to focus in and concentrate on?
The two main areas of concern are the south side, and that would be the area that's north of Isabella. And that is burned out of the wilderness there, so we're hitting that really hard on the ground. And the other area is the northwest corner. That's along the Kwishwe River, and that's southeast of the Fernberg Trail. And that's been the top priority at the beginning, and that we've done a lot of work on that. We've got crews on the ground there. We're getting 5 hotshot crews in from Arizona today. They're going to get organized and get their water safety training, and then they're going to be spiked out in the wilderness there and working all day, every day for the next few days. So that's a priority there in the northwest as well.
Okay, and what kind of resources, you mentioned the addition of some hotshot crews, what kind of resources are on the fire at this time?
Well, we've got a number of helicopters, 4 National Guard Blackhawks, and then we've got several other large helicopters, and they'll be focused on the south end. And then we've got a couple water bombers from Manitoba that they've sent down here, plus we've got a couple state water bombers and a private craft, and they're going to be focused on the north end. And basically that's because of it's easier for them to scoop water in the north end. The lakes are better, and then the helicopters have plenty of water that they can scoop out of in the south end.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Doug Anderson, Public Information Officer on the Pagami Fire. Doug, how has management of the fire changed since that period of rapid growth that occurred earlier this week?
We've got a Type 1 incident management team in here now. They're just taking over this morning from the Type 2 team that was here. A Type 1 team, they're used to dealing with larger, more complex fires all over the nation. So that's why it's a lot of discussions going on here as part of the handoff for that. And plus with that, we're going to be getting the additional resources. So when the thing first took off, it wasn't that big a fire. And so we didn't have as many resources on the ground. And then it took probably one of the most historic fire runs, at least since 1931. It was the biggest blow up since 1931, where it consumed 60,000 to 70,000 acres in an afternoon.
What if anything could have been done to stop that kind of rapid acceleration that we saw?
The rain. something like that. It's for people that saw the smoke plume, and you could see it from a long ways, it's just like a thunderstorm. And if you start doing playing with numbers, you know, there were a number of acres per second burned on that. And so the energy of that is so fantastic, it starts creating its own weather. And you just don't do a thing with those things. You just get out of the way. I mean, you could take the biggest retardant aircraft in the country, and it's just like spitting on a campfire. It just doesn't do anything at all. And plus, it's so dangerous being around it that the winds, as you get up in the convection column, are just tremendous.
What closures should people be aware of at this time related to the fire?
Well, the Boundary Waters is a large closure area, roughly from the Gunflint Trail west to the Moose Lake corridor that goes up into Basswood Lake. And so in between there, for an accurate map, you can go to the Superior National Forest website, and they'll show you. If people have permits, they can call in here, and they've been doing an excellent job here with rerouting people to other entry places or telling how they can get refunds for that. So that's been a pretty good scramble, because a lot of people like to come up here in September. It's a pretty time of year.
What is the state of the forest like inside the burn area?
Some of it it's totally, the crowns are totally consumed. It's just black spikes sticking up. There's a big area there of mature jack pine, and that's the fire species, and that all crowned out. And, you know, you'd have trouble finding a needle in some places. There's other places, what we call lake shadows. You get on the backside of a lake, and where the fire burned around the sides and then kind of backed in there and didn't burn as hot. And studies that have been done, Bud Heinzelman did the classic study of fire ecology in Boundary Waters, and that is where the mature red and white pines tend to be. So, and because the fire, backing fire is low intensity, and that favors those type of trees. So you will get your what we call a standard fire mosaic. There probably are areas out there that for whatever reason did not burn at all. But I would say generally it cooked pretty good across there.
Okay. We're speaking with Doug Anderson, Public Information Officer on the Pagami Fire. As the fire has moved a little bit outside of the wilderness area, what if any structures or homes are threatened?
Well, we did evacuate east of Isabella, County Road, well, it's from Quishwe Lake on south to Homestead Lake. And that happened on Monday when the fire did blow up, and it was aimed right that direction. We have not had any other evacuations, but there are structures, you know, 10 miles south, and we certainly don't foresee it in any time in the near future, but if a fire did get up and run, you have to be concerned about that. And that's why that's such a high priority. And that's why we're putting a lot of effort in that south part of the fire.
And, Doug, what will it take to get this fire contained and under control?
A lot of hard work. And if you're building line in the wilderness there, you know, the access is difficult, logistics, so you have to fly crews in or paddle them in, and then they're camping and putting in miles and miles of hose lays and that. So we prioritize and we tie it in. And we'll probably be working till the snow falls here. Maybe we can get contained before that. That's the goal, to do that. But the interior areas, there'll be places there where it'll smoke until snow falls.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, Doug?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time this morning. Again, we've been speaking with Doug Anderson, Public Information Officer on the Pagami Creek Fire. And, of course, stay tuned to WTIP. We will bring you updates as we have them and interviews as we can get them and up-to-date information. You can also check our website, WTIP.org. We have maps. We have interviews we've done over the last few days. We have links to other sites where you can get a hold of more information. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.